And we are back after hearing some lovely, lovely tunes from the Griddle Pickers. That was fantastic. And with me right now, I've got Neil Morton. And Neil is the co-founder of PTBO Canada. He's also a busy guy. He's on the board of directors of the Peterborough Chamber. He's a former committee member of the Community Foundation of Greater Peterborough. He was on the Trent 50th Anniversary Marketing and Communications Committee, which was a really, really important job. We reached out to the community quite well. He's done a ton of stuff. He's a former pop culture columnist with Metro News, public speaker, social media consultant, former editor-in-chief of Shift, which is quite a publication. I think it goes out to about 150,000 people. It's pretty wild. He's done TV and radio appearances over the years on CBC's The National, Entertainment Tonight Canada, CTV's National News, CBC's Stephen and Chris, and much, much more. His motto, anyone can make a difference and change the world. And he's a fan of plaid. Welcome, Neil.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Donald. This is great.
I'm going to jump right into the plaid here. I mentioned it off the top. And this plaid thing has been going on for a while. I jump in this as we were both doing stuff at similar times a few years back, changing things behind the scenes, in front of the scenes when it came to Peterborough social media. The Peter Tweeters was something that I was working on. PTBO Canada was something that you were working on. And I remember promoting the Peter Tweeters, and all of a sudden everyone was talking plaid. Was that your fault?
Partly, yeah. It's kind of an ongoing joke. I basically grew up wearing plaid. And grew up in Peterborough, Adam Scott, everyone seemed to wear plaid. Mm-hmm. So I basically wore plaid all the time. So it was a recurring joke when I moved to Toronto. All my friends teased me for wearing plaid all the time. So I thought I'd bring it back here when I moved back to Peterborough, and it just sort of caught on by people like you fueling it on social media.
Well, it's also,
I love plaid.
It's also, and it's unofficially kind of Peterborough's color is plaid.
Yeah, and why not?
And
you're rocking the plaid right now.
You know what? I couldn't not wear plaid when you're coming, and I'm not wearing my new PTBO Canada T-shirt only because I haven't picked it up. I've ordered it.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
Thank you, sir.
From the fine folks at
DOS Copy Center in Peterborough.
I got it.
Yeah, Shane Dorr, great guy.
They're waiting. It's waiting for me. I'll be picking it up next week.
Yes, but I'm not wearing plaid today. I'm taking a little break.
It's
too hot.
you're forgiven for this point. With that out of the way, PTBO Canada, it's your baby. It's become synonymous with the area's social media scene. In fact, on Twitter, oftentimes, instead of using a hashtag like PTBO, people use at PTBO Canada as shorthand for what is going on in Peterborough. So tell me a bit about PTBO Canada, what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, I started it 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, as a Twitter handle at PTBO_Canada. And I actually started in Toronto. I knew I was moving back to Peterborough, and I thought, what's the fastest way of getting to know my community that I have been removed from for 20 years? Mm-hmm. And it worked. Like, it caught on literally before I moved back to Peterborough. We were getting hundreds of followers. So moved back, kept it going, and it continued to catch on. And then Mr. Evan Holt approached me, and he discovered us on Twitter and said, Neil, do you want to do an extended version of your Twitter handle? And so thus started ptbocanada.com on May 27th, 2010. So we're fast approaching our fifth anniversary. And yeah, it's all fueled by digital media, social media, and that movement, which is so powerful right now in media, is transformative era. So,
well, you mentioned the fact that you started this when you weren't even in Peterborough,
right?
And you're a busy boy. I just gave the highlights of your bio.
Right.
So you were doing all kinds of media, new media, social media, out and about in the world. Then you decided you're going to return to Peterborough. What made you think, okay, well, that promoting Peterborough was the thing that you were going to do?
When I moved back, I think growing up as a kid and going to Trent and then journalism school, I always had in the back of my head that I wanted to someday start a media site, a media entertainment site in Peterborough. And when that started to catch on, the PTBO Canada, I test things a lot on social media. I create hashtags and create Twitter handles, and that started to catch on. So I thought, I think I can do this. I've been in media for 20 years in Toronto. I kind of know how things work. And then there was a void in the marketplace here, I believe, for that.
Yep.
The Examiner's been here 100 years. There's been other traditional media outlets. PTB O'Canada, we kind of shook things up. And the response has been phenomenal. So now I'm doing it full time. And it's awesome.
Well, the interesting thing about PTB O'Canada, and again, I'm going to mention, you mentioned it before, it's at PTBO underscore Canada if you're looking for you on Twitter. On your website is
PTBOCanada.com.
exactly. But you do take a different tact. You specialize. Yes, you offer up news and you offer up events, but sometimes you take turns to the absurd, you take turns to the heartwarming, you take turns to what you think people are going to be interested in when they open their newspaper, or when no one opens a newspaper, when they pour their coffee in the morning and hop online. Some of the stories that have appeared on PTB O'Canada have ended up being massive. With hundreds of thousands, if not, you know, maybe even a million people tuning in, things like Odin,
right?
The 13-year-old who had the party.
Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah.
When you look at this, what are some of the stories that PTBO Canada has broken that you've either really enjoyed seeing explode, or been really proud of?
Generally, our ethos is positivity, as you just said, around the community. I think the media covers everything else really well. We know there's crime here. We know there's problems and negativity. That's covered. So our niche, if you will, is positivity and humor and uplifting stories. So I guess I follow sort of the BuzzFeed model. BuzzFeed's the biggest media site on the planet right now, of basically empowering people to share their stories with us. And so I'm sort of a filter, I guess, sort of bias. I think anyone has bias every day when they wake up in terms of what they're going to cover. Newspapers the same. They have to fill pages, really. So I'm a filter on sort of finding good stories, funny stories, and sharing them. And Odin was the tipping point of that, big time. It got a million page views. The hashtag Odin Verfday went viral around the world. I didn't anticipate that. You know, I want things to go viral about Peterborough because I love Peterborough, and it's about community. I don't want negative things to go viral about Peterborough. But it's that was the best example. Other examples really are just around bringing people here, like people doing feel-good stuff for helping others. TMAC coming here, Travel Media Association of Canada coming here, like 200 journalists from across Canada descending on Peterborough in a few weeks. That's a huge story. Absolutely. And we covered that. So we're not really a news site. We're an entertainment lifestyle site, which reflects my past in magazines. So,
And I think it's that soundbite attitude that resonates so much on social media. And bravo for that. But it makes me ask the question, and I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to throw it there. Anyways, you guys have been responsible for a lot of viral content, whether it's Peterborough viral,
right,
or national or international viral. In your mind, what makes something viral? What causes something to go viral? How can someone harness this?
Well, I follow studies. I read up on this stuff. I'm fascinated by human psychology and what makes people compelled to share stories. And I think part of it is timing. In the case of Odin, it was a Friday. It was his birthday. There was a sense of urgency. It had to happen right away. The text, there has to be a level of engagement and interactivity. That moment was sort of seized upon. The timing, everything was right for that to happen. In general, I look for stories, again, that someone's doing something good for someone else. They need the community to help them out as well. There's some great compelling pictures to go along with it. It's very highly visual, our website, as is Twitter and social media. People need to see what they're sharing. And a little bit of humor as well. Really, it's just we try and look for emotional stories. People want to share compelling, uplifting stories, and they don't want to share, for the most part, negative stories.
It's interesting, and I was forecasting that I probably had the answer to that question. And I think to myself, and a lot of people, when it comes to media, realize that it's impossible to predict what is going to go viral and what is not going to go viral. But interestingly, you encapsulate the point that if you're doing good things, shining the spotlight on good people, good events, and good places, that's a good direction to start in. So,
absolutely, and that's our thing. And some people say we have rose-colored colored glasses on, and that's probably true, but I still say that the market's saturated in the other regards, so why not us come along and fill this void, and let's build a community up and let's not bring it down. So, and I think Peterborough has enormous potential, which is why I moved back here. I do truly believe it's one of the greatest cities in Canada, if not anywhere I've ever been. So
today was 28 degrees and sunny in Peterborough, and I think it was virtually impossible for anyone in this town to be in a bad mood in that
situation. Shiny, happy people.
So part of your work is cut out for you.
Yes.
One of the reasons I've asked you here is that you're going to be talking at a Fast Start workshop coming up on May 25th. Fast Start is an extracurricular program that opens the door for entrepreneurship for all students and community members 29 years of age or under. It's through Trent Fleming and UOIT, the University of Ontario Institute of Technology. As an entrepreneur yourself, tell me a bit about the importance of a program like Fast Start.
It's absolutely huge, and I wish more of them were around when I was younger and a Trent student and graduating and going off to Ryerson Journalism School. I think the sense always is get a job, but if you have your own great idea, no, not really. But now we foster that big time. The community fosters that here. It's fostered across Canada because the fact is a lot of people don't have jobs anymore and there's no stability in jobs, and a lot of people have fantastic ideas around innovation in cities and communities. And why not? Why not give it a chance? And I had never thought in a million years I'd be an entrepreneur until I started PTBO Canada. And it's doing really well. It's taking off. We're getting the readership, the advertisers. So now I'm this is my way of giving back, is doing a lot of public speaking in Peterborough around social media and the power of entrepreneurship and ideas and collaboration and not doing things in silos.
One of the things I was going to ask was how you see your academic background dovetailing with what you're doing with PTBO Canada, and you're right. You know, when you're at Trent and you're looking forward, the career often seems an awful long ways away. I'm guessing that you could not foresee this happening.
Never. Trent was unbelievable school because it taught me how to think, and I didn't know how to think analytically up until that point. I had unbelievable professors who pushed me. I did a honors BA in history and English, and unbelievable, like, across the board. And then I sort of realized journalism. I love to write. Mm-hmm. I love to write essays. And I went to Ryerson Journalism School. I got in there to, I guess, what was then and still is maybe the best journalism school in Canada. Went off there. And then in the back of my mind, it was always learn there, learn with the best, train with the best, and come back to Peterborough one day and start a media site. And it's happened. It's my kind of my dream come true. And now we're morphing into these other things too. We're actually starting a boutique agency soon as well. Merging possibly with Studio N, a wonderful boutique agency in town Norm McKee runs. So, yeah, it's real exciting.
Without offering too many spoilers, what are you going to say to these kids? What influence are you going to bring there?
Just to really, I guess, be realistic about your dreams, but also test the waters. Like, don't go and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars on your idea, but test the waters and try it and experiment. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially in this day and age, you know, with social media. We test things out all the time, and do we get traction on something? Does something get sticky or not on social media? If it doesn't work, who cares? So there's so many people I've met in Peterborough, young entrepreneurs who have fantastic ideas, and they're either people push them away from doing it, they're not fostered by the right environment. But I say try it. Absolutely. What do you got to lose, man? Like, and it's an entrepreneurial world we live in now with the whole Dragon's Den, Shark Tank. It can't be just about making the money too, I say. Yep. I didn't go into do PTBOCanada.com to make money. I mean, I'm making money, but I'm never going to be a millionaire doing that. But do what you love. And if you have a great idea, go for it.
Absolutely. And the success has been showing. For instance, we're about to hit 5 years on May the 27th.
Yes.
Hitting 5 years. And
1 year full time.
1 year full
time. 4 years part time, yeah.
Well,
so it gives me 6.5 years. They say it takes 5 years for a business to take off. So I don't know if I include that 5 years or the 4 years I work part time and the one, I don't know the math, but yes.
It gets blurry, but the success is still there. To celebrate your upping your branding. You're offering some new merchandise, the t-shirts and things like that.
Yeah. Brand extensions.
I can tell people where they can get that again.
So the PTBO Canada t-shirt is an initiative with DOS Copy Center in Peterborough. They're on the Queensway, owned and operated by Shane Dorr and his wife. Grew up in Peterborough, North End boy, and he likes to experiment on the fly with t-shirt ideas and hashtags and stuff like that. He did the D'Agostini for Mayor t-shirts a few years ago when the Pete's had that incredible run in the playoffs. So again, a real creative guy who I just met through social media, and we've hit it off. The second big thing on our fifth anniversary is we are launching a new website, really, with Studio N. So a name still to be worked out, but basically we're the branding, content, design boutique agency for Peterborough. We've always sort of outsourced to each other when we didn't know what to do. We thought, why don't we merge more and go in and just pitch clients together? And it's exciting.
That's exciting. Yep. Nora is one of my favorite people in Peterborough. Nora's, I think, a lot of people's favorite.
Because she's community-minded, too. It's not just about business. It's important. That's how you have to run a business. I think you have to give back and want to give back, and I love doing that, and so does Nora.
5 years, we've been looking back here, looking ahead. We've got the boutique, but for the home site, PTBO Canada, and the Twitter account and things, what's next in that direction?
More content, if we can. I want to bring on more writers, different voices. That's the goal. As we bring in more money, more advertising, I'll be able to spend more money on bringing in writers and photographers and testing the water with that. Because I do want to do more long-form journalism like Medium does. I think they do a beautiful job. So there's this balance between Twitter and a 140-character tweet, and then PTBO Canada with the pictures, and then longer-form essays.
You know, as a writer and a person who...
And you're a good writer.
Well, thank you very much. And a person who really believes in nurturing our talent from within. It warms the cockles of my heart that you see someone like PTBO's, a group like PTBO Canada, starting to open the doors and bring in some new writers.
We have to. You have to have different voices.
That's going to make a lot of happy Trent grads in the future, I'm sure.
Yes.
Neil Morton, it has been an absolute pleasure. Anything you want to add before we take off here?
No, but I want to commend you. The Peter Tweeter Awards, I think, really put Twitter on the map in Canada, what you guys did. And because a lot of people say to me, well, Peterborough is one of the best Twitter communities in Canada. And why is that? And I don't really know. I make stuff up about it. But I think that really helped, you guys doing that initiative. And I really miss, and I hope it comes back. But if it doesn't, it was a beautiful thing for those two or three years. Was it 3 years?
It was two years.
Yeah.
And
that was huge. That was like the Oscars of Peterborough for Twitter.
It was silly how big it got. It was fun to be part of that hurricane that happened. But again, that was it was the idea of positivity. And you know what? And that's what it's all about. Keep on keeping on, Neil.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
Keep on shining the light that way. Neil, that's all the time we have. I want to make sure that we've got time to play one more song from the Griddle Pickers.
I love the Griddle Pickers.
Yeah, that's the best
band name ever.
and they were on your podcast with Mike
Judson. With Mike Judson. Yeah, absolutely.
Before we take off, I do want to do my thanks as usual each week. I want to thank the Trent University Communications Department, because I raid their newsfeed each and every day in order to get the news that are important to us alumni and community members. I'd also like to thank the folks at Alumni Affairs. Without the great programs that they do, I would not have content. And do call them if you have any questions and find out what they can do for you. Neil, I know that you've been friends with them for a while. So
yes, some proud alumnus. Yeah,
absolutely. And I'd like to thank all of the artists who go into making the music on this. And I want to thank all the listeners, because I've been hearing from a bunch of them. It's always great to get positive feedback from our community. So that's it for today. That was episode 4. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are going to go out with one more from the Griddle Pickers. This is from an upcoming recording. This is She.